Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Sure, 90621.
May I have your first and last name?
Michael Arceo, Arceo.
Will you verify your shipping address?
5614 Cajon Avenue in Buena Park, California, 90621.
Okay, I see here you have this meal plan.
Yeah, I'm calling because I don't know. First of all, I was supposed to be only charged $2.95. And all of a sudden on my credit card, it's 49 something. So I want to cancel it. Yet on the website, I didn't get any confirmation, nothing.
Okay, let's see. Okay, will you verify your shipping address?
5614 Cajon Avenue in Buena Park, California, 90621.
Okay, and I do see here you have this meal plan with us, and you see that you never placed the order at all.
Well, it wasn't even a meal plan. So I don't even know what it is that they that. See, the thing is, I was on this questionnaire, and then it says, oh, you want this. All you have to pay is the shipping. So it was only $2.95. And all of a sudden, they took my I put that credit card information. It took it. No confirmation. Nothing. And then I looked at my credit card. It's $49.89. And I'm like, what is this? So.
Okay, so basically you're saying you never received the confirmation for it, or you're saying that you never placed the order?
No, I placed the order, and I never got anything as far as what was charged or what I bought.
Okay, let's see.
Yeah, just
so basically, they emailed it out to you. Is the link? It's basically an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
See, I've never ordered that.
Do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
I didn't know it was like earbuds or something. First of all, there's no way I would have done that because I. That's what I'm saying. Is it something weird because there's no confirmation or anything? So I just need to get it refunded.
Okay, so you could have paid $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot,
yep.
PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
Now, why would that happen and it doesn't even say it? No confirmation, nothing.
Okay, so they email you with a confirmation, and this was back on January 22nd when it was placed.
No.
And you saying that you never placed this order?
I think you need to know when it was done. I think it was the 24th.
No, it was placed on the 22nd, January 22nd. And I'm saying, are you saying that you never placed this order at all?
Ma'am, not that order, no.
Do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
No, because it was only me, and it was just for earbuds or whatever. And it was supposed to be shipping $2.95. That's all it said. So if you're saying meal plan, then something happened. I don't know if I pressed the wrong button. But if that's the case, I just need to get a refund because that's not what I wanted. Whatever I wanted, which was the earbuds, I think, and it was only $2.95 for shipping.
No, you paid the $49.89. There wasn't a shipping amount. You could have paid $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
Okay, so I was tricked then? Is that what you're saying?
No, sir. We don't have any with that
well,
meal plan.
I never saw any meal plan in that whole survey, so that's why I'm saying I've been tricked. But I don't want a meal plan. So, is there any way you can get a refund?
Okay. But you're saying that you never placed this order, right?
That's correct. Not that one. No.
Okay, so you verify your email.
MARCEO247@gmail.com.
And will you verify that phone number?
My phone number?
That's correct.
Oh, 714-315-2718.
Okay, so the information that you're verifying to me is the same information that we received when the order was very first placed. But if you're stating that no one in your household nor you placed the order, then I can go ahead and go through with that investigation.
Yes, please.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Thank you.
And I'm still here, just hold one moment.
Thank you.
And I'm still here, just one moment. The information, what I can do for you is get you transferred over to the fraud department.
Okay.
That way I can do a full investigation for you.
Thank you.
And I'm still here, just one moment.
No problem. Take your time.
I'm gathering up the information so I can get you transferred over to that fraud department.
Thank you.
Okay, just hold one moment.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over. Just stay on the line, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.